November 3rd, Columbus residents will have the opportunity to vote on issue 2. If the ballot initiative passes, the city will create a civilian police review board and appoint an inspector general for the Columbus Division of Police. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports on what those measures might look like if they pass.
The killing of Minneapolis man George Floyd in May sparked protests across the nation. Since his death, there's been a stream of Columbus demonstrations demanding police reform.
Black Lives Matter! If an officer is involved in the shooting, where one person is killed,
Breonna Taylor!
In response to protests, Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther says the city has instituted several reforms, but one of the biggest still needs to be implemented.
Columbus is the only big city in America that does not have some form of a civilian oversight board.
The Civilian Police Review Board proposed on Issue 2 would launch and carry out investigations of alleged police misconduct. These boards look different in different cities. In some cities, boards review already completed investigations. In others, they launch their own probes. Columbus wants to institute the latter model. Mayor Ginther named 16 people to a working group in July. Since then, they've been working to define exactly how the board would function if voters approve it.
We believe strongly that the Civilian Review Board has to have subpoena powers, the authority to conduct independent investigations, recommend disciplinary action, and one that is fully staffed and funded.
The Inspector General role would more broadly examine policies and patterns in the department rather than individual cases. Kerwin Institute for the Study of Race and Ethnicity senior legal analyst Kyle Strickland pushed for the board before he was assigned to the working group. He says a lot of details of how the board will work are still under review.
We're going to be recommending things like the size of this review board, also ensuring that it is representative of the community. How do we ensure that it's representative of the community? How are members appointed to the board?
Much of the scope and powers of the board will come down to negotiations with the police union. The city will be renegotiating the Fraternal Order of Police's contract when it expires at the end of the year. The parameters of that contract may dictate or limit what the board can do, but that could be a hurdle. Mayor Ginther says there's been some contention between the union and the city.
There are some members of the FOP and the FOP leadership that want to protect the status quo and don't want things to change.
In 2017, the FOP unanimously approved a vote of no confidence in Ginther, Public Safety Director Ned Pettis, and then City Council President Zach Klein. WOSU reached out to the Fraternal Order of Police, and the union did not respond by the airing of this story. In a press conference in August, Union President Keith Farrell said that the union has worked with other jurisdictions seeking to create review boards.
Reynoldsburg did a citizen review board. They came to the lodge. Lodge is receptive. We sat down and we worked through those things. So we're looking to communicate with anyone that wants to communicate with us. Council has been receptive. We appreciate that.
During the press conference, Farrell said he would approach the city of Columbus with the same openness.
And we will continue that dialogue to assist. Even when we don't agree on everything, it's important. And that is leadership, and that's what we need.
Mayor Ginther says they've been in touch, but so far, those discussions have not gone anywhere. Strickland says he's excited for the accountability a civilian police review board could introduce, but that more action is needed on the front end for true police reform.
It is often reactive, and we need to make sure that we are doing more to ensure that we can recognize any sort of systematic abuses of power and systematic aspects of misconduct before these issues arise.
Columbus City Council tabled a vote on one such measure that would have restricted police use of control agents like tear gas. If the ballot initiative passes, the working group hopes to seat a board by the end of this year. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.